Blog Talk Radio.
Guidance from the depth of your grace, you have reached.
Prophetic Grace Network. How y'all doing, Prophetic Grace family? We're so grateful to be here again for another moment, another opportunity to give God praise and to allow God to just do what he does and allow his spirit to just flow freely so that we can get the things that we need to enhance the kingdom, so that the kingdom of God can continue to grow and so that people can be saved. So people can be saved. They can be healed and delivered, set free. Yes, by the blood of Jesus. So again, we're elated to be here. I'm one half of the Prophetic Grace Network team, the TNT team. And I'm Terrence.
And I'm the other half. I am Tanisha. And today is January 12th, 2022. It's 7:07 p.m. Central Standard Time. We are excited to be here. We are glad you are here. And we cannot wait to hear what God has to say tonight.
Amen. Amen. God always has something to say. We just have to be willing to listen.
Mm-hmm. That's
a lot of times God be talking and we be trying to make it seem like it ain't him because he ain't saying what we want him to say. He's saying what we want to hear. And so during this season of our lives, it's not about what we want to hear. It's about what needs to be heard and needs to be done. Needs have to be met. God is a need filler. He said he will supply all of our needs. And so if we are joint heirs to the kingdom and we are to be disciples, we are to be followers of Christ. So therefore, God's will becomes our will. And so therefore, God's will is to fill needs. We need to be doing the will of God to fill needs. That's what we need to be doing. We need to be obedient. We need to be bold. We need to be consistent. We need to be persistent. We need to be faithful. We need to be, strong, fearless. We need to have endurance, you know, and we need to be present. And again, like we said last week, we need to be in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be in the moment. A lot of times we've been turning the blind eye to things because we don't want to be ridiculed. But the Bible talks about it. He said we will be chastised for his name's sake. We would go through all type of turmoil and everything for his name's sake. So in other words, we need to quit being so self-centered and quit focusing on ourselves and really focus on what it is that God wants us to do. I'm reminded when Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, you know, he began to think about himself. And when I'm talking about self, I'm talking about their flesh. The flesh is selfish. Flesh. When you spell the word flesh, self is in it. Ain't that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, sure is. I just got this.
Wow.
You spell the word flesh, self is in it. And so selfish, self-flesh. You know, it always wants to rise up and go against the will of God. And so we have to quit trying to make everything about us. You know, God, what I mean? You know, having these pity parties all the time. Oh, I've been turning the church. And this, that, and other. The church was not designed. The Bible says that the church is in us. And so if the church is in us, the church is governed by the Holy Spirit. So therefore, the Holy Spirit is what's guiding and will teach us all things according to the Word of God. So when you're talking about church hurt, I think we are labeling it wrong. The church being in us, regardless of us coming together in a particular place, that's not the church. You got a lot of people that gather amongst other church members, people that obey God, and people that have a zeal for God and want to do the right things and the proper things and build. But then you also have those that's there in their particular place that ain't trying to do the will of God.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And then sometimes we as human beings, we could be in the will of God, and you could get checked on something that you just don't like and blame it on being hurt in the church because you was being corrected on something.
Right, you was out of order.
Right. And so what we have to, I just want to clarify this tonight, and I want to put that out there, that we ain't finna blame the church for our hurts. I did that once upon a time, but the Lord corrected me on that. He's like, the church ain't hurt you. It was some people in there.
Right.
It was some people gathered with the church that may have provoked you or done particular things, but no, the church is not out to hurt you, you know. But the enemy will use that as a catalyst to drive you away from the place that you need to be in.
Mm-hmm.
He will drive you away from that community of people that you need to be around to sharpen yourself, to grow and to develop, you know, because one can put 1,000 and two put 10,000. So just imagine what 10,000 of us true believers in one particular place can do, touching and agreeing with the same accord. Come on, somebody. But it's time out for giving the devil so much access. It's time out for being basically a spiritual wimp. You know, no. If you're going to call yourself a Christian, if you're going to call yourself a follower of Christ, being a wimp ain't part of it. Jesus didn't wimp out on nothing. He didn't cower on anything. He didn't try to blame people and put it off on other people. Jesus took responsibility for his actions, and he walked boldly because he knew who he was getting his instructions from. So that's what we have to understand. Like, if we truly stand that we are believers and we trust God and we're going to walk with God and we want to do what God said, I want all that God got for me and this, that, other. Okay, you're going to definitely have to change your mentality. You're going to have to really learn to identify, okay, when is it me and when is it God?
Mm-hmm.
When is it me and when is it God? You're going to have to come against the selfishness, and you're going to have to pick up selflessness. I ain't do nothing to nobody to deserve this. I ain't even say nothing to that person. They just after me. No, they not after you. Quit making it about you. It's the spirit that you possess. You possess the spirit of God. Anything opposite that is after that. It's trying to get you to side with it. Because if it can get you caught up in fear, if it can get you caught up in anger and resentment, then you're going to be stuck in like this quicksand.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be stuck, and he's just going to continue to sink until it's over. But I declare and decree today that this is the day that the church wakes up. We declare and decree that this is the day that when the church begins to walk in its true identity, we declare and decree today that this is the day that no lies will be seen as truth anymore to the body of Christ. That our eyes are open, our ears are open, our hearts are receptive, our minds are clear and being renewed, that our bodies are healthy and strong physically, and that we're always spiritually aware in Jesus' name. So let's move forward, people.
Mm-hmm.
Let's continue to go after the things of God. And there was a movie out years ago, Will Smith and his son, is The Pursuit of Happiness. What is happiness without Christ? It don't exist.
Mm-mm.
It's a delusion. So we are rewriting the script tonight in The Pursuit of Christ. The Pursuit of Christ. Seek and ye shall find. So if you're looking for answers tonight, you're looking for deliverance tonight, you're looking for your healing tonight, you're looking for clarity, you're looking for some assurance, you're just looking for something solid, you're looking, whatever you're looking for, if you look to Jesus, it's all covered. It's all covered in him. So we thank God tonight for sending his son to this earth, not to condemn us. He ain't come to condemn, but through him that we can be saved. He didn't come to call out all our wrongs and our faults. He already knew you messed up. That's the obvious. That's the obvious. We don't need to talk about the obvious all the time. We need to focus on solutions.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus is our solution to everything. So we thank God tonight for his word. We thank God tonight for his power, his spirit. We just thank God for being here with us and sharing with us always and loving us first and being faithful to us. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for opening us up to all that you have for us. In spite of, right now is the best time. Now is the best time. Right now. Anytime that you spend with God, it will always be the best time. It's always going to be the right time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I thank God for shifting our focus and we releasing our faith to really stand on what God has said and really trust the word of God. And we just open up to that tonight to be able to just trust what God says. All the way through. Trusting what God says all the way through. That's beautiful.
Amen.
Man.
That's what we have to do. I mean, this walk is a trust walk.
Mm-hmm.
Life is a trust thing.
Mm-hmm.
Everything we do, we have to put our trust in something or someone. Because you have to trust that when you wake up in the morning that your bed won't be broke, that the leg that holds it up won't fall apart in the middle of the night. Trust that your roof won't cave in.
Mm-hmm.
Trust that if you go to work, that your employer is still going to be there. Whether you log in or pull up to a building, trust that your car's not going to mechanically. Trust is not hard. You do it every single day, all day long. So why not trust in
the Lord?
Why not trust in the creator of the universe?
Yes.
Why not trust in the one who made you, who purposed you, who willed you, and made sure that you were born?
Mm-hmm.
The one who knows the amount of hair that's on your head. The one who has an intended plan and purpose for you that's a good plan and purpose. Who knows you better than you know yourself, who knew you before he formed you in your mother's womb.
Right.
Why not put your trust in him?
Why not?
He created time. He created the earth. He created the universe.
Why not?
All things were created by him. Think about how flowers grow and the process that they go through. He created all that. Think about the beauty of a woman's body, how it can house life and even create what a baby needs to sustain. He's the one who created all that. That's not by chance.
Mm-hmm.
So why not put your trust in the one who you've seen do the miraculous, the amazing, the beautiful? You ever really looked at things and said, wow, that's beautiful? Whether it be a picture of a place you've never been to, a landscape, a flower,
mm-hmm.
thinking about life and how life is created, said, wow, that's beautiful, a sunset. He created that. Why not put your trust in him? It's not hard to do. You know how to do it. You trust every single day.
Mm-hmm. Trust.
Put your trust in the Lord. That is the one place that if you house your trust there,
yes.
it will not fail you. At the end of your days, you will not regret trusting in the Lord. But how many people right now have regret because they trusted something that hurt them?
Mm-hmm.
They trusted a significant other. They trusted a parent. They trusted a job. They trusted a business plan, a friend. How many people right now are dealing with hurt because of misplaced trust?
Right.
But God is not like man that he should lie. He's not going to hurt you. He's not going to betray you. He's not going to cheat on you. He's not going to swindle or scam you. He's going to crown you. He's going to wash you of your sins. He's going to put a new song in your heart.
Mm.
He's going to pull you out of the miry clay and put you on a solid rock.
Come on, man. I'm solid.
He's going to give you purpose, not you just flying by the seat of your pants, because that's what so many people are doing.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to give you life and life more abundantly. You want to see zombies? Find people who don't have Christ. They are the living dead. They don't have life and life more abundantly. They've got time on this side of eternity. They don't have life. They're not living. You're not living if you don't have Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You're literally a zombie. That's what the world calls zombies, right? The living dead.
The walking dead.
They're the walking dead. So he has nothing but good things to give you. He gives you an out for everything. If you get into your word, if you would just read the word of God, there's a solution to everything. There's a solution to everything. Now, it might not be your particular scenario, like, oh, what do you do when your brother's best friend's wife, cousin's uncle, blah, blah, blah. It's not going to put it out there like that.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? There's nothing new under the sun. Whatever you are dealing with, betrayal or confusion, whatever it may be, there is a solution to it in the Word of God. So despite how you got there, that's where you landed.
Absolutely.
Because everybody's dealing with different things that's causing different things to try to come upon them, whether it be fear, hurt, anger, bitterness, whatever. So it doesn't matter what the scenario is. It matters where you are, what you're dealing with, what you're struggling with. And there is a solution to every single struggle in this earth. There is a solution in the Word of God. So if you would just get into your Word, put your trust in the Lord. A lot of us are running out of gas because we sit here, it's things are driving us places we ain't got no business going.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the Lord says he has plans for you. What have you ever heard of having plans but you don't know what you're doing? Make it make sense. That's an oxymoron. What you doing? I don't know, but I got plans. Huh? Plans are intended. Plans are deliberate, and it says he has plans for you. So you don't have to fly by the seat of your pants. You don't have to just go wherever the wind tosses you.
Nope.
You don't have to be a ship with no sail in the middle of the ocean. Put your trust in God because he has plans for you, which means that they're intended. That means that they're deliberate. And get into your word.
Mm-hmm.
Quit not knowing what to do. Lulu, quit it. The answers are there, people.
Mm-hmm.
Like Terrence said at the beginning of the show, no more wimpiness. You could be sensitive. You could be soft-spoken. You could be a lot of things, but we are not being wimps in 2022.
No.
No more wimpiness. No more shrugging our shoulders when the answers are there.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of you watch a sports game, and they're, what, 3 hours long?
Mm-hmm.
But say, I don't got enough time to read my word. But you got time to sit in front of your TV and holler at people who can't hear you and watch a game just for your sheer entertainment?
Mm-hmm.
But you could get into your word 10 minutes a day, 15, 20, a minute, something, and it could transform your mind and your soul, could renew your mind. It could provide you with solutions. It can give you the peace and comfort that you need. And you're saying you don't have time? You don't have time not to do it.
Because one thing I do know is that the elite, you know, God is really doing those checks of basically knowing what you do when ain't nobody else around. Like your for real heart, your lifestyle, like what your mind is on, what your focus is on. Because we could portray certain things in front of other people, but God knows what you've been focusing on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he knows what you've been spending your time with. And like Jesus was saying, really get in your word. And most importantly, pray. You know, before you even get into the word. Because it's a lot of times I'll pray and God would like literally tell me a scripture to go to. I might have read it before, I may not have. But he would tell me a particular scripture to go to and give me something that I need right then. You know, and to share different things. But definitely just make God a priority. Make him a priority. Like literally put him first. Put God first. You know, it's not about you can't have fun and enjoy your life. Just put God first. Some come up, whatever comes up, just holler at him first. You know, I was looking for something earlier today, and my wife prayed, that's God. And the Lord told me where to go look. He told me where it was. And I went straight to it and got it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God, like, we don't have to make everything like so extra. The gospel is simple. God's love is simple. His instructions is simple. We don't need to complicate everything. Amen. Our cat saying amen in the background. She always want to come in and pray and witness, you know, with a... Is everything all right, Mia? Yeah, amen. Y'all here. But to God be the glory for the things that he's done. And so we're just so excited again tonight to share. I'm pretty sure my wife got some more if she want to share before we get into calls, because when we jumped on with nobody on there, all of a sudden.
Right.
Lord just said, start, just start.
Uh-huh.
I mean, with nobody on.
Yeah, literally, there was no callers when we started. Which, you know, we've had that happen before, but we haven't seen that in a little while. But, yeah, Lord just said, just start.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the anointing pulled you guys all on. Because it's very strong, it's here, God, he's present. He's always present, though. You know, a lot of times we're waiting on God to show up, when really he's waiting for us to come into agreement. He's always present. So, but yeah, that's what I got. Is just basically putting our trust in Him.
Let's put
things in the right place in 2022.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of us are putting our trust in our jobs and our bank accounts and our own knowledge, our wisdom, things that all these things, remember this and think about this. Everything on the earth can fail.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. The only thing that cannot fail that you have access to while you're here on earth is God.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's the only thing that cannot fail. Everything can fail. So if you want to trust certain things, cool. But first and foremost, have your trust in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Because that way, when if something goes down, something is gonna that you're gonna trust something that's gonna not be there at some point in life.
Mm-hmm.
And when it's not, you're not gonna fall apart. You're not gonna break. You're not gonna fold because your trust is in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I've had to quit a job before by the Lord's prompting. I've been fired from a job. I've been laid off from a job. I've retired from a job, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And every time the Lord did not fail me. Why? Because, when I would log in or show up to work, I trusted that that job was going to be there. But when it wasn't, I knew where my ultimate trust was. And I know God don't have bad plans for me. I know He's not going to fail me. I've been walking in peace, even though there's been things that, everybody deals with something, but there's been a peace that I've been really experiencing recently because I'm putting my trust in God. And I have to keep reminding myself, why am I tripping? God has a plan for me. That's intention. So I'm not going to allow some temporary circumstance to shake me and rattle me and stir me and get me out of line and out of place and get me distracted or out of focus. I'm not going to do it. I've done that too many years. I've wasted too much time in my life allowing that. I'm not taking that no more, period.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not going to do it. And I highly suggest and recommend that you don't either. Put your trust in the Lord no matter what's going on, no matter what is going on, because He's never going to leave. He's never going to forsake you. He's not going to fail you. He's not going to just roll the dice and hope for the best. You don't have to have luck when you serve God. That luck is for the world. That's not for you. You're blessed. You're not lucky. It's not, whoo, good thing. No, God thing. That's divine appointment. People be saying that, hey, if I would have got there just 5 minutes later, it's a good thing. No, it's a God thing. That wasn't by happenstance. That wasn't because you had a rabbit's foot in your pocket. That was because of God and your obedience. Because you play a part in God's will. God's doing His will on earth through humans. Sometimes through animals, so who knows. But He's doing His will on earth through the obedience of people. Because you'll be like, well, I don't know why that person, because they felt something pulling them. They felt God pulling them, telling them to do something. So it's all obedience. But no, the world, it's a roll of the dice with the world. When you don't have God, you win some, you lose some. When you have God, you win some, you win some.
Mm-hmm.
Even when you appear to be losing, you are absolutely winning. I'm going to write a book about that. About the times in my life where I was really felt like I was in defeat. And then in hindsight, I see, man, talk about a bullet dodge and didn't know it. Talk about would have been in misery if I would have stayed there. Talk about I wouldn't have grown if I would have kept this circle of people. Like I can go story after story after story about things like that. But at the time, I could not see it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm lamenting. I'm in pain. I'm hurt. Because I'm not putting my trust in God. I'm not even trying to understand. I'm just focusing on how I feel and what it looks like. Not focusing on the Word. Not focusing on His ways are not like our ways and His thoughts are not like our thoughts. Not focusing on the fact that His plans for me are good. So if something is removed or taken away or whatever, that's good. Even when it feels bad. So surgery don't feel good, right? But it's what you need when you have to have surgery. So we can't move and operate
and say something is good or bad based on how it feels. Because something that feels good could be horrible for you.
Mm-hmm.
It could be the worst thing for you. It could cost you misery or friction for all of the rest of your days because you was indulging in something that felt good. So we're not going to do that. We're not immature like that. We know better. So don't think just because it feels good that it's good. Don't think just because you get in your way that you're even winning. Sometimes your way is wrong because it's not based on the right mindset or it's not based on facts. Let God do what he does and trust him. Trust him tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So if a person walked out of your life or you lost a job or people are seem to be ignoring you, who cares? You win regardless. Mm-hmm. Can't nobody stop your win. Nobody. Do you hear me? Nobody can stop your win. The only thing you can do is stop feeling like you're experiencing it because of what you're feeding in mentally.
Mm-hmm.
You sitting there winning, but you could be winning and feel miserable because you don't think that you've won. The mind is a very powerful thing. The Bible talks a lot about the mind and renewing your mind because that's really where the true fight is. Mm-hmm. You fight in faith. Faith requires mental. Faith is not like a physical thing, like you do jumping jacks and now you got, you know, if I do 5 jumping jacks, I'm going to gain more faith.
Mm-hmm.
That's not, faith is connected to the mind because there's a belief factor, right? It's mental. Faith is a mental thing.
Mm-hmm.
So the mind is very powerful. Let's focus this year. I know a lot of people for New Year's, they say them gyms have been crowded despite COVID and all that kind of stuff because people want to get their body right, right? Every year everybody say they're going to get their body right and they still got their 2004 body. Every year they say, it's just a year. And I'm for you, okay? Even if you still got your 2004 body, I'm still rooting for you.
Mm-hmm.
But let's this year focus, too, on getting our mind strong,
mm-hmm.
having a healthy, fit mind. Let's change the way we think. Don't just say that's just the way I am. I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. I rebuke it. You know how many people I know are in bondage because they claim that's just the way they are? That's a stronghold. That's a lie from the pits of hell. Yeah. But people use it as an excuse not to change. I don't care if you've been the same way since you were 2. You don't have to be that way anymore. Just because you've had stinking thinking since you were 2 because your grandma Madge put it in you, don't mean that it's got to stay there. You could change your mind. Think about that phrase, change your mind. That means it's a different mind. It shifts. Because somebody can say, well, I was going to do this. In order to do something, the first thing you got to do is what? You got to put your mind to it.
Mm-hmm.
So when people don't do things that they say they're going to do, they don't say, most of the time they don't say, I didn't decide to do it any longer. They say, I changed my mind. Because people realize without realizing that action requires a mental commitment to it first. So that's what people say, why you didn't do that? Because I changed my mind. I changed my mind. Because where the mind goes, the body going to follow. So let's commit this year and every year. Let's commit every day when we're killing that flesh, like Paul says, we die daily. Let's commit to having healthy, fit minds. And you say, well, how do I exercise my mind? Get into the Word of God. Because your mind needs exercise. Quit feeding it junk all day long. You are what you eat, mentally and physically. Just like the reason why some people still got their 2004 body because they're still eating the same things they were eating in 2004. They ain't changed nothing.
Mm-hmm.
They hype. They crunk eating pizza. And ain't nothing wrong with pizza, but everything has to be done in moderation. And you have to ask God how to feed your body. You have to ask God what to eat. If you want to achieve something, you got to be willing to put in the work. Because even like when I tell people I don't eat meat, oh, man, I couldn't do it. I do it because I want to be pleasing to God. I like meat. I do it because God told me that it strengthens my gift. Why would I want to be coming to you guys some old halfway, half-baked prophet knowing that? Oh, them ribs were good, but I'm going to be some half-baked prophet. No, No, I'm not doing it, period, because you deserve better. And so do I. My name is attached to everything that I do. And I'm a representation of Christ. So what I look like doing things I know that's going to have me sloppy. So I'm committed to my call and the purpose that God has for my life. So if that means I can't eat ribs, so be it. Because I'm willing to work for what I want, despite my own personal feelings. So you need to be willing to work for the things that you want. So if you want a strong, healthy mind, you can't just keep asking everybody to pray for your mind to be healthy and strong. You got to do something too. Faith without works is dead.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to put the work in too. You want a strong, healthy mind? Get into your word. Change the way you think. Because a lot of us, we have our mentalities are coming from what we were, how we were raised, how we were brought up, societal norms, what your favorite uncle said, people that you admire, how they think, people, you know what I'm saying? And the word of God all sprinkled in there. But we got to renew our mind. Does our thoughts on things line up to God's thoughts on things? And if you don't know, find out. You don't have to shrug your shoulders.
I don't know what God thinks about that.
Why? You got access to a Bible, don't you? You can't pray? You can't ask. The Word of God says ask and you receive. I believe that because it's true. If it's in the Word, it's true. So many people talking about, yeah, because God this, God that. And I'm like, where does that even come from? What scripture? Well, that's what people say. Who cares what people say? What does God say? Quit living your life based on what they say. They don't even have no name. It's just they. They've been living forever. People been saying they said since the beginning of humans. And yet we still don't even know what their name is. They don't even got no gender, just that.
Okay.
Who cares what they say? We're going to start doing the things and putting our thoughts towards what God says. Terrence and I were having a conversation earlier, and we were talking about the body of Christ and churches and how churches right now are trying to cater to alternative lifestyles and things like that. It's not our word. It's the word of who? Of God. It's not the word of Terrence. That's the word of Tanisha. I don't have the right to interject my opinion. The word of God says don't add to it. Don't subtract.
Mm-mm.
Come on, somebody. But we've got these churches trying to come up that want to add to the word of God and say, oh, yeah, you're welcome here. And even if you indulge in this, that's cool. We're okay. No, if God is not okay with it, it's not okay. Now, you can still love a person. I'm still love you despite what you do because everybody got something that they do that ain't pleasing to God. But what we're not going to do is make it okay. When God does not make it okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's you got to preach the word so people can be set free. You love the people, but preach the word so they know where you stand. My stance is what God stands on. If I'm a representation, you know, representative of Christ, then I got to represent him, what he said, what he teaches, what is in his word. And that's the same way you got to be. Get your mind healthy. Get your mind strong. And the only way your mind is going to be healthy and strong is if your mind is lined up to the word of God, not what your auntie taught you and Big Mama and them. Big Mama and them, they meant well, but some of you guys are thrown off because what they were teaching and what you have been standing on is not the word of God. So many women are single because they were taught, well, find you a man who loves you more than you love him. That's not the word of God. So many people are messed up because their mental don't line up to the word of God. And they've got these rules and these regulations and these things that they're adhering to because of how they were taught, but how they were taught don't line up to the word of God. Out of order is out of order. It don't matter what your intention is. Dysfunction is dysfunction. Dysfunction, you're literally not functioning correctly. But you can get your mind right by getting into the word of God. And nobody can force that. That's the one. I cannot pray your mind to be renewed. You got to do your part. You got to take control of your mind. You got to take control of your perception and how you see and view things. Because the more your mental changes, the way you start to view things differently with the same pair of eyes. You got the same pair of eyes, but you're seeing it differently. You're seeing clear. The scales have fallen off. Because you got to do your part. Put your trust in the Lord. Get into your word and commit to having a strong, healthy mind in 2022. No more wimpiness. We're not doing that no more. It's okay to be sensitive. I know sensitive people. And we're not talking about sensitivity. We're talking about wimps.
Mm-hmm.
Being all wimpy. Let's look up the word wimp. Now I'm going to pray. And then we're going to answer calls. I haven't even heard that word in a long time. Mm-hmm. So when you said it, I was like, that's a good... that's a good word. Let's go Merriam-Webster Dictionary. Come on, listen to this. You're not even going to want to be associated with this. A weak, cowardly, or ineffectual person. No wimps. We're not going to be weak. Come on, somebody. Mm-hmm. We for sure ain't going to be cowardly.
Mm-hmm.
And we are absolutely not going to be ineffectual. That's what we're not doing. I rebuke and I break the back of any type of wimpy spirit that's trying to be on God's people in Jesus' mighty name. We are not. We're coming out of that. We're not doing it. We're not claiming it.
Mm-mm.
We're not walking in it. We're not accepting it. Period. I break the back of wimpiness in Jesus' mighty name. In every single area of our life, we're not going to be weak, Jesus. We're not going to be cowards, and we're not going to be ineffectual. We are not going to play the blame game. We're not going to say, well, that's just the way it is. No, we are going to stand and we're going to do our part. And we are going to decree and declare. And we are going to pray and we are going to believe and we're going to stand on your word. We are not going to be spiritual wimps anymore in Jesus' name. Because I see so many people being wimps in lots of areas of their life and they don't even realize it. The courts are keeping them from their kids and they just, oh, that's just the sin. No, you better be strong, brave, and effective. And sometimes, yeah, that's going to cost you time. It's going to cost you mental energy. But guess what? You're going to bring about change. They're wimps at their job. They let people run them over. They're wimps in their relationships. They let their friends and people take advantage. No more wimpiness. Jesus didn't die on the cross for you to be a wimp. He did not do it for that. Absolutely not. So come out of that in Jesus' name. And Lord, I just want to pray for people to walk in divine healing. So many people are coming down with COVID, Omicron, Alpha, Omega, whatever this different variants are of this COVID. And I speak healing in their bodies, Father God, and divine health, and that people will do what needs to be done to keep their bodies healthy in Jesus' mighty name. I just plead the blood of Jesus over your people, Father God. And that when sickness tries to come on, that they understand the mind-body connection, that they don't automatically say, oh, God, I got COVID, because if they believe that, they'll start to have symptoms, they'll start to walk in it, it will manifest.
Mm-hmm.
Terrence and I got sick, and we didn't go there. We knew it was some sort of flu. We never got tested. I don't believe that's what we had. We could have, but I don't know. But we didn't feed into that, and that's why we recovered quickly.
It didn't matter.
It didn't matter. Because we knew that we served the ultimate physician. So, Lord, help these people, help your people to walk in divine health and to keep their mind healthy. So that even if they do get a bad diagnosis, that they're not going to say, oh, I'm going to get these symptoms and I'm going to get that. No, they're going to say, regardless of what the doctor said, I'm going to recover well. I'm going to be healthy. I'm going to be fine. And that they will still keep a positive mentality. Because if they believe that they're going to have all the worst, then that can happen. And even if the worst does happen, then to let them have a strong mind and know that they're going to come out of it. So I speak that divine health in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah, it's getting crazy. We're hearing so many people coming down with it. It's just insane. I think something's going on. It's just not – something ain't normal about this. But let's start answering calls. We're going to start here with 709-500. Who are we speaking to?
Hello, this is Dusty from Canada.
Hey, Dusty, how are you?
Hey, Dusty.
Good, how are you?
Happy New Year. We haven't talked to you in a little while.
Happy New Year. Thank you.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for Dusty tonight, Father God. We thank you for the anointing. God is going to teach you more about the anointing and understand the power of the anointing. The anointing destroys yokes. It destroys bondage. Rely on the anointing of God. God is going to like enhance you to be able to experience the anointing.
you know people that are anointed. You can recognize the anointing in a song, in speech, in how a person prepares things. Even cooks are anointed to cook. You know, you can be anointed to do anything. And so God has given you an eye to see those and see the anointing of God on people, and to really kind of direct the anointing to like assignments for them. You know, recognizing what people are anointed to do, and you telling them like, man, you're anointed to do that, would trigger them to focus on this. You know, but we just thank God for the anointing being strong on your life, and you walking in boldness and full assurance in God, and knowing that God is the answer and the key to everything, in and everything. I just see you like, man, really like laying it on heavy, because you've gotten more clarity and revelation. And you're at peace with who you are, how God has made you, at peace with it. And so when you're walking in that peace, it's a powerful position to walk in. And we just thank God for opening you up to that, in Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Well, we just thank you right now for Dastia. We thank you, Father God, for giving him the knowledge and the understanding and awareness that where you're called, you'll be tested. And areas that you desire for us to flourish, the enemy is always going to try to come against those areas to try to get us out of place. And Lord, help Dasi to understand that you've called him to be a man of great wealth. Mm-hmm. And so he's going to be tested in areas of finances, and that he has to fight for his place. But the fights will always be won.
Mm-hmm.
And that the fights have a purpose, and it will help him to have a level of humility when he reaches that place of great financial wealth. So it's all serving a purpose, but help him, Father God, to, despite what goes on, for him to still know that this is temporary, and that this is not always going to be like this. This is a temporary thing. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Dastia, what I see is like the enemy attacking you in the area of finances, but when you are called for great wealth, not just some wealth, not a little wealth, but great wealth. And God allows things to, so that when we get to a certain place, that we have a humility to keep you humble. Because sometimes if great wealth is put on you right now, or great wealth is put on you in a certain time in your life, you'll lose it. You will lose your everlasting mind. That's just, you know, dump $40 million on a person and they're not mentally ready, then it can destroy them. But know who you have to know who you are. That's what helps you through the battles. And you'll look back and you'll say, oh my goodness, I was battling to do this, that, and the other, to pay this and to do this, and look at where I am now. But I wouldn't have never got to where I am now had I not fought for it. Because sometimes you got to fight for what's yours.
Yeah.
You know, children of Israel had to fight for the land of milk and honey. They didn't just walk into it and say, we've arrived, give us the deed. They had to fight.
Yeah.
And so some people think, well, if I got to fight it in, then it's not for me. No, you got to know what to fight. That's why you always have to rely and ask God, what do I need to do? Because sometimes it's for you to sit it out. Sometimes it's for you to fight. And sometimes fighting isn't always about drawing weapons. It's about pushing, despite the opposition, and keep going, fighting, wrestling, and getting there. It's almost like you're in a land and you've got all these, you got different storms coming at you. You've got a snowstorm and you fight, you brave the cold and go through the cold and through the snow and through the ice and slip and slide across it. And then it's got wind and you fight through the wind and things are blowing and stuff all around. And you fight through it in the rain. You got heavy rain and you still going. You going through the mud. That's the type of fighting that you have to do to get to your great financial wealth. But you're called for it. So as long as you keep going, you're going to get there, because that's just, God has an intended plan for you. That's part of God's plan. So as long as you're walking with God, you're going to get there. But as you're going through different battles and as you see different opposition in certain areas, knowing who you are is going to help you overcome the battle. To say, no, I'm not gonna fall into poverty. I'm not going to be poor. I'm not going to be broke. I'm not going to be these things because that's not who I am. That's not who God has called me to be. It's like, look at David. David was anointed to be king before he was a king. He was still tending to the sheep, but he was already a king. He was already anointed to be the king, but he still had to fight to become king. Because look at how Saul chased him. Saul was trying to take him down. Saul wasn't just trying to make sure he didn't become king. Saul was trying to take his whole life. But David kept battling and kept fighting and kept doing what needed to be done. And guess where he ended up being? He ended up being king because he fought for his destiny. He fought for it. And you have to fight for yours too. And it just means you keep pressing and keep trusting and knowing that God is going to supply your need, knowing that God is going to see you through. But you have to know who you are. You are a man of great wealth, period. I don't care what your bank account or anybody says. That's who you are. Somebody could tell Dave, what? You going to be a king because we don't know everything. We don't see the ins and outs of David's life. We know stories of his life, snippets. We don't get to read every single day, every waking moment of his life. We don't know if he had friends, homies. We don't know. But he might have had some friends like, yeah, I'm going to be the next king of Israel. What? You tend the sheep. You ain't got nothing. The sheep part of you? We don't know what type of stuff he faced. But we know that he kept fighting for who he was. And guess what? He became exactly who God said he was going to be. Exactly who the prophet anointed him to be, he became. He had to just keep waking up and keep pushing and pressing. He had the whole king trying to take his life, and he had to keep pressing, keep strategizing and doing what needed to be done. And God protected him from Saul. And he didn't even have to take Saul out. Saul took himself out, pressing and fight for your destiny, for who you are. And don't ever let anybody tell you any different, not even your circumstances. Your circumstances will lie to you. Your circumstances will tell you you're broke. Your circumstances will tell you you can't get there, and other people will chime in and co-sign it. They're liars. If anybody tells you that you're not a great man of wealth, they're a liar. If your bank account tells you that, your bank account's a liar. Somebody tells you that you need this, that, and the other to become that, they're liars. All you need is God. And God will order your steps. And God is going to ensure that you get there how he wants you to get there.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what you hold on to. That's what you put in your mind. And when you set your mind to that, what man sets his mind to, that shall he accomplish. Set your mind to that. And you're going to accomplish it with God. With God. But Lord, we just thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you very much.
Jesus' name. Did you have anything that you want to pray for in particular?
No, thank you very much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in, Dastia. Have a good night. Let's get to our next caller here. 8509. Who are we speaking to? So we hear a little one in the background. Somebody's drinking. I'm looking forward to that.
Hello?
Hey, who are we speaking to?
This is Nicole.
Hey, Nicole, how are you?
I'm good. Just giving my daughter a bath.
You hear a
psychic
one in the background.
Yeah, sorry. It's your bedtime.
No. Okay. We know how that goes.
Yeah. So I was just calling for prayer.
Okay.
And
well, let's pray for
prayer for strength. As you can see, I need it.
You need it. Yes, yes. Okay, Nicole, well, we're going to pray for you. I'm going to put you on mute. And
okay,
we're
going to
go ahead and pray for you. You're welcome. Heavenly Father, we just thank you right now for Nicole, Father God. We thank you first and foremost that she has an understanding that that she's not alone in the things that she does, that you're there. You're ever-present help, an ever-present help. I remember one time, Nicole, when I was really, when my children were, my girls were very young, and both of my girls, well, my older girls now, because I have a younger one now, but both of my girls at the time, they were maybe 1 and 2, something like that. Now they're both grown, as I have 3 adult children. But I was really, really tired and really frustrated. And I felt very alone, and I felt like I was really doing it by myself as far as raising my kids. And the Lord allowed me to see in the spirit, and I saw angels helping. Angels were like around me helping my children. Like there was one, my daughter was like running, and there's like an angel kind of like had her arms like around my daughter so she wouldn't fall. It was just amazing. And it made me just really realize that I'm never alone. I never am in a position where I don't have help. And that's what the Lord wants you to know, that he's always there helping you. You have help all the time. And that's not just with child rearing, that's in every single area of your life. He wants you to understand that he's there helping you. Because a lot of times we'd be like, if God don't show up, he don't have to show up. He never left. He's always there. He's always providing help. And so know that you have help in every single area. There's no area of your life that he's not available and there to help. Just got to ask. That's it. Sometimes we don't even have to ask. He just does it because it's what we need. Because it says he's going to supply all of our needs. And I know at that stage in my life when I saw the angels helping my daughters, helping me with my daughters, I needed that. Because I felt very overwhelmed. I was battling an illness too at that time. I had been diagnosed with Epstein-Barr virus, which some doctors believe is chronic fatigue syndrome. So I was literally going to bed and waking up exhausted every day. Like never felt rested, never felt, I was nursing one of my daughters. So that takes out of your body. Like I was working a very stressful full-time job. There was a lot going on. I was studying to pass an exam that I needed. And so I had a lot going on in my life. And I had a spouse at the time that was not helpful. And so I really felt it was taking me down. Mm-hmm. It was really taking me down. I felt like I was on a Titanic. The Titanic was going down, and that's how I felt. So I needed that at that stage of my life, and changed my life to see that. And there's different types of angels. I've seen different ones. Some look like, some don't even look human. Some look like animals, birds. I've seen some that look like birds. Some look like swans. Some look like humans. Some have wings. Some do not have wings. Some have armor. So different types. But these ones were feminine. They looked like women. And they just, I don't know, there was just something like they felt motherly or something. I don't know. I just remember the feeling that I got when I saw them, motherly, like grandma-y or something. I don't know. But they were a different type of angel, but they were helpers. And so you have help in every single area of your life, every single area of your life. God is there helping you. So Lord, we thank you for Nicole. We thank you, Father God, for the help. Sometimes we get into phases of our lives and we're like, I need help. And it feels like we're alone, or it feels like people are not doing enough, but where people fail, you don't. And it's good to have people, but we don't need people. We need you. And we need to be open to the people that you have placed in our lives. But when we are in stages of our lives where it feels like we don't have people that we feel that we should have, or the support or the help from people, that we know that we always have you and that our help comes from you. And so put that in the forefront of her mind, Father God, so that she can have the rest that she needs, the peace. Help that baby get some, go to bed and get into a very tight bedtime and nighttime routine, and give them peace and comfort, Father God, and give Nicole the peace and comfort she needs, and give her the know-how what to do to settle kids and that kind of thing, get them in routines and all that type of stuff, and help her, even her her nerves, Lord. I remember at a time when one of my children had colic, and you helped my nerves so that it didn't even bother me. The crying, none of that bothered me. So give Nicole the nerves that she needs to deal with this stage of her life, so that it's not bothersome. Where other people be like, that don't bother you, and she'll be like, nope. I don't know why it don't, but it don't. But I thank God for it. So we thank you for that. Let that all be done in Jesus' name. Amen. So I'm going to put you back on. You there?
Yes, thank you so much. You prayed everything up and down that I needed.
I'm so glad.
So my daughter, she's settled now. It's so funny. I'm trying to get her into a strict bedtime routine, but she's just like all over the place. She just made 16 months, and she just goes through these sleep regressions, and, you know, we set a bedtime routine, and then, like, 2 weeks later, she's, like, on a whole nother schedule, and she's resistant to sleep. And so even at past a year, she hasn't slept a full night consistently, so I need rest so badly, and that's something I've been praying to God about. And, you know, right now I am in that space where, you know, I just feel overwhelmed and I feel like I don't have help. And, you know, I've just been just clinging to God to just support me, give me strength and, you know, help me through. And I'm studying at the same time, trying to complete my degree. And it's just a lot. So, you know, I really, really do appreciate your prayer points because they really speak to, you know, what's on my heart right now. And I'm just grateful.
Amen. You'll get through it. I've been there. I understand. And you could tell people, you know, unless they've been there, they really don't understand it. My daughter, my oldest daughter, she was like that. She didn't really get into a really tight bedtime schedule until she maybe was 2.5, something like that. So people kept saying, well, she's at an age where she should be, but she wouldn't. She would get on the schedule, then she would get off the schedule, and it's like she would just wake up at night. It was crazy.
Yes.
And it was very, very nerve-wracking, and I was studying and doing these things too. So I had a lot pulling at me, and then I wasn't sleeping. I wasn't resting. And people don't realize that when you're not sleeping and you're not resting, you don't function at full capacity. You might be more irritable, or you might cry easier, or you might not retain information the same. And it's not because you're being rude or anything, but you're literally not getting the rest that you need. And so he's gonna help you with that. You're gonna get the rest that you need. Your daughter's gonna get on that schedule because God is helping you. He's helping you. So even if nobody else is, you know, because I was married at that time, but my spouse was completely absent. He was not helpful. So that was even adding to my irritation because I'm like, we're supposed to be a team, but I'm doing it all.
Yes.
And so that was so frustrating. And it was actually hurtful because I'm like, why?
Yeah.
What are you here for if you're not doing it? You know what I'm saying? Like, what you here for? You don't do nothing.
It's very offensive, and I've been having to ask God to just clear my heart and make sure I'm in constant forgiveness because, you know, it can turn into resentment, you know. And,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It can turn into resentment and bitterness. It can really, because everything that they do, you know, they'll be saying something pleasant and like, oh, hey, today at work, something, and you'll be thinking in your mind, well, today at work, who cares? You don't even help with the kids. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything will shift back to what they're not doing. So, yeah, you do have to walk in constant forgiveness. I remember going to the Lord about my ex-husband, and I just went off and like, he don't do this, that, this, and he's this, that, and the other. And the Lord said, well, what are you about you, Tanisha? What are you doing? I said, we're not talking about me. Because he's not doing this. Oh. And the Lord kept just shifting it back to me. And I was so angry. I'm like, why are you shifting it back to me? Why are you doing, Lord, we're not talking about me. We're talking about him. And the Lord told me, you cannot control him, but you can control you. You can control how you deal with the situation. So you could choose to be mad and be pointing fingers, or you could choose to walk in forgiveness. You could choose to view and say, this person is ignorant. This person don't know no better. This person is not open and receptive to this, but I'm going to, you know, show agape love anyway. The Lord had to teach me how to not allow that to be a distraction, because it can cause you to, it's like quicksand. It can cause you to sink. Just that
Amen.
One thing.
Yeah.
It will cause you to sink. And so that's what the Lord did with me. He taught me how to, he helped me. He taught me how to deal with that. He taught me how to deal with my daughter. He taught me how to deal with, I was, you know, battling sickness. I was studying for school. I had a stressful job. He had to navigate me through all of that. And I got through it. I got through it. And you're going to get through all of this too. And look back and you'll be helping somebody. Somebody will say, nobody understands. I don't have help. My baby won't go. And you'll say, I've been there. You will get past it. Because it feels like when you're in it, it feels like you're never going to get a full night's sleep ever again in your life. Like, that's how it feels. Like, you're never, like, you just don't even relate. You see those sleep mattress commercials, and you're just like, I don't even get it. I don't even understand. I try everything, drinking warm milk, counting sheep, tea, all that. I can't sleep. Then when you do get sleep, the kid want to wake up in the middle of the night. So you just feel like you can't win for losing. But you will get past it. You will get sleep. You'll complete your degree. You'll have healthy relationships. You're going to be fine. God is helping you. He's with you. And that's all you got to know. When frustrating nights, because some nights will get frustrated. Maybe a teacher will get on your nerves, or you didn't do as good as you wanted on a quiz or whatever. You're going to get through all that. And you're going to complete the goals of child rearing, education, personal relationships, all that. You're going to get there. Because God is helping you.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's helping
you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. God bless y'all.
God bless you, too. Have a good night. Thank you. My partner, Terrence, had to step away, so I'm going to take over. What I'm going to do, because there's quite a bit of you, I'm going to start just praying over area codes and prefixes, because I want to get everybody tonight. And so the next caller here is going to be 831. Hold on. I'll unmute you, though, so I can get your name. 831-596. So let me get to you, get your name, and then I'm going to pray for you. All right, 831-596, who am I speaking to?
Hi, it's Noelle in California. How are you?
I'm good. How are you tonight?
I'm doing really good.
Awesome. All right, I'm going to mute you and pray for you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Heavenly Father, we thank you right now for Noelle. We thank you for restoration. I see, Noelle, I see you being restored. It's almost like when Job went through his experience, and he went through it. As we know, he went through it, and but God restored him. God restored him double. And I see you really walking in the double realm. And sometimes there's things that we've lost. Well, we're like, well, how can I get that back? You know, all loss is not the same, but you're going to see how God restores. You're really going to see how God restores. And Terrence and I, we went through, honestly, we went through a Job phase where things, it felt like we lost everything at one time. We were losing court battles. I lost my mother. His business started to dry out. We lost friends. It was just honestly awful. But God is restored. And he's continuing to restore. And even with my mother, the loss of my mother, did he bring her back? No. But he has allowed me to be mothered in other ways. And he has allowed me to mother. And he's allowed me to see things in a completely different light. So even that, I feel like it was there was a restoration that happened, because there's just things that has happened that it gives me a lot of joy. Things that I understand more about my family history and all sorts of stuff. So, excuse me, even though that could not be restored as far as her presence being here, he restored that motherly area. And so I see God really restoring you. This is going to be your restoration year. Because at one time, it looked like Terrence and I were kind of down for the count. And we bounced back, and we're walking now. This is what we're walking into this year is that double realm. Excuse me, my throat is so dry. But I'm really excited about that for us, and I'm really excited about that for you. So just claim that and know that the restoration, it's coming. Because sometimes when you just have things that are thrown at you all at one time and you suffer a lot of loss, you almost start to expect it. But come out of that. Don't expect the loss. Expect the gain, because you're walking in that. You're walking in the double realm. So we thank you for that in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Next person here is 832-231. Who am I speaking to? You there, 832-231? Hello. Looks like somebody's walking. Hello? Hi, who am I speaking to?
Tasha.
You said who?
Tasha.
Hey, Tasha, how are you tonight?
I'm blessed, and you?
I'm good. Okay, I'm going to mute you, and then I'm going to pray for you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Heavenly Father, we thank you right now for Tasha. We thank you for Tasha, I see you being vindicated, that people have said things about you that are not true, and it's caused people to move in certain ways. But I see you being vindicated. This year, the Lord told me with 2022, this is going to be a year of divine vindication and a year of accelerated harvest. But I really see your name being restored and God vindicating you. People that have, like I said the wrong, said just basically lied on your name. And the people who have moved accordingly, where they're going to know the truth. And so expect apologies. Expect revelation, because sometimes we don't even know that somebody's lied on our name, or we don't know why a person has shied away from us, or our opportunity that we thought we were going to take is now no longer available. Sometimes we really just don't know. But things are going to come to light this year, and God is going to restore your name. He's protecting your name. And things that look like they were missed, God is going to give you better. It's going to give you better. So don't walk in the whole like thinking like, oh, this person took this opportunity or whatever the case may be. Nah. Sometimes what looks like is good for you is not really good for you. Maybe it would have been good for a season, but God is interested in giving you great and best. And so God is going to usher in the best things for you. So yeah, that opportunity might have been good, but it wouldn't have been the best opportunity for you. It had just been something temporary, wouldn't have lasted. It wouldn't have panned out the way you thought it was going to anyway. So, you know, it is what it is. You don't even have to lament about it. You don't have to feel no type of way. You just trust God and keep walking and trusting God. So Lord, we just thank you right now for Tasha, Father God. We thank you for the vindication. We thank you for the restoration of her name. We thank you for clarity. And we thank you that you're ushering the best for her, the best. And Father God, just touch her in the area of understanding and wisdom. Pour your wisdom into her so that she makes wise decisions in every single area of her life, because where there's wisdom, there's prosperity. Do that, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's go to our next caller here. Which is going to be 754-240. Hello, 754-240. Who am I speaking to?
Hey, Tanisha, this is Donald and Tanya from Miami.
Hey, Donald and Tanya. How are you tonight?
We're doing good, doing great.
Amen. Well, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Thank you. All right, I'm going to mute y'all and pray for you. Heavenly Father, we just thank you right now for Donald, Father God. We thank you for the headship. We thank you that for the leadership that the leader in him is coming forth, and that you are opening doors for platforms for him, for people to know who he is, and for people to be led by him. Like, Donald, I really see God like positioning you as a leader. And so leaders have followers. That's just, can't lead if nobody's following you. And I see God really opening paths and opening doors for you to be put in positions of leadership with followers. And so I pray that you have a heart like Solomon when God came to him and he said, what do you want? And he said he wanted wisdom to lead God's people. That's what you need. That's all you need is the wisdom to lead God's people. So, Lord, pour out your wisdom in Donald to lead your people to be effective and to just love them. Because every leader, people are people. They make mistakes. That just kind of comes with the territory of being a human. But when we love people, we know how to navigate through it. We get over it, right? Because love conquers all. So help them to not have a fear of messing people up or leading them wrong and that kind of thing. Because when you walk in with God and when you walk in love, love conquers all. Love conquers all. We can't be perfect people, but we can be God-led people, which is the closest to perfection that we're going to get. So we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. And Lord, we just thank you right now for Tanya. We thank you that you are giving her creative ideas of generating wealth and income to where her time is completely free, where she could focus on her family. She could focus on what you've called her to do, to be a helper to Donald, and to do her own things, like have her own creative outlets. But we thank you, Father God, for the wisdom that you're giving her to generate wealth and that you've placed an anointing on her that will attract wealth to where when she puts her hand to it, the wealth will come. The wealth will come so that she could be a support to her family so that she can have time, because time is our most valuable resource. And so I thank you, Father God, for giving her the creative ideas, the anointing, and giving her the know. It's like, Tanya, like you're just going to know when something is something good, something's worth investing in, and something is, you know, not worth it. Because sometimes people will come with business ideas and all this stuff, and it'll sound all good, and you'll be able to hear it and say, that's not for us. You know, that's not for my family. Where you might hear something else and say, it sounds like a ripoff, or somebody said it sounds like a scam, and you know that it's not. So God's going to really give you the know of ideas and things to invest in that will generate wealth so that you have your time, where nobody will own your time. So we thank you for that in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. That's a great thing. That's a great thing. Next person here is 561501. Who am I speaking to?
Grover.
Grover?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, Grover, how are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. All right, I'm going to mute you and pray for you. Heavenly Father, we just thank you right now for Grover. We thank you for the clarity. It's like I see you've been seeing things, but they're not very clear. And with clarity comes knowledge. And when we have more knowledge, we can make better decisions because we know what's really going on. It's almost like I see you in a room that's like poorly lit. So you can see some things in it, but when you flip on the lights, like the floodlights, then you see everything that's in the room. You see things very clear. And that's what I see. I see you walking into clarity to see things for what they are, because we only can make decisions based on the information that we have, right? Nobody wakes up and says, you know what I want to do today? Make a bad decision. Like, nobody does that. We're all trying our best. We're all trying to make good decisions. We're all trying to be good to and kind to ourselves so that we live good lives. But sometimes the decision that we make is just based on because we don't have clarity, because of what we see is poorly lit. And so we make it out like, oh, that looks like that's this. So I'm going to make a decision based on what it looks like and what I think it to be. But I see God almost like flipping the lights on to where you really see things for what they are, which is going to give you knowledge. And I pray, Father God, that Grover gets understanding, too, of the knowledge. Because it's not enough to know. We have to understand as well so that her decisions are really rooted and based on the truth of things, not how they look, not how they appear to be, not how people are making them out to be, not how people are even spinning things, but making decisions based on the truth. Because where there's truth, there's freedom. And so I see you really walking in that. You're going to walk in freedom because you're going to make decisions that are rooted in, and have a foundation of truth. So we thank you for that, Father God. We thank you for making things clear. All right, let's get to our next caller. And let me seal that in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, next caller here is 828-989. Who am I speaking to?
Jennifer from North Carolina.
Hey, Jennifer, how are you tonight?
Wonderfully blessed. Thank you.
Amen. All right, well, I'm going to mute you and pray for you. Heavenly Father, we just thank you right now. For Jennifer, Father God, we thank you for the gentleness of who she is, and that her touch is going to change things. It's like I see you I see you being very gentle in rough situations. But your touch is going to change things. So sometimes where God places us, you know, positions us and puts us in places that feel very rough, and you're like, whoa, this isn't my crowd. You know, I'm more of a, you know, gentle kind, and this, that, and this is rough, you know. But we're put there because it needs our touch. It needs us. We're the difference. We're the change. We are the what's different about it. And so a little bit of us can completely change something. It's almost like if you take water, right, and you put a drop of dye in it, even if it's a small drop, now it's changing. Now the water is different. It's not clear. It's not clear. And the more you put in it, the more it changes. So a little bit of something can change something completely. And so God is positioning you and your gentleness and your gentle touch to change environments. So the environments might feel a little uncomfortable, and you might be like, this is not really my crowd, or I don't know about this, but you're needed there because your presence and your touch, so to speak, is going to be what changes it. You might not notice it at first, but it's a slow change. So just thank God for being used, because people are going to notice it. They're going to say, man, things were like rough until you came. I don't know what it is, but things just changed. So grow where you're planted, be used where you're planted, and just put your touch on things. Pray for it, you know, minister, give people kind words, make yourself available, tell people the truth. Tell people the truth. So many people, some people are really surrounded by people who just tell them what they want to hear. They don't have anybody to tell them the truth. But tell people the truth, what they need. So, Lord, we just thank you for that. And just protect Jennifer, protect her family. I pray healing in her family. I pray against strongholds in the family and generational curses. I break those in Jesus' mighty name. And I pray unity in her family, Father God, that you would use her to minister and love the people that are in her family. Let that be done in Jesus' name. Amen. I speak healing in her family, healing in bodies. I come against sickness and disease in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Next caller here is 517703. Who am I speaking to?
James.
Hi, James. How are you tonight?
Good.
Awesome. I'm going to mute you and pray for you. Heavenly Father, we just thank you right now for James, Father God. We thank you for letting them know that everything is going to be okay. You know, sometimes people hear that and it just sounds so like cliche when people say that, like, it's all going to work out, it's all going to be okay. It really is, though. It really is all going to be okay. That's what the Lord wants you to know. It's all going to be okay. And I see God restoring you and restoring your time and restoring your years. Sometimes we feel like we've wasted time or we've wasted years on things and we're like, eh, I can't get that back. But I see God restoring the time, restoring your years. It's almost like you're going to walk in like a supernatural youthfulness because God is restoring and he's restoring your time to where it doesn't feel like you've wasted time on things. Because it feels like you've gotten it back. And I know that that's something that I'm really, I'm really mindful of. I don't like to waste my time. I'll waste money before I waste time because I can make more. I can get more. I trust God for that. I can't get my time back, but God can restore the time to where you might have put your time and effort and energy in something and then maybe it didn't quite pan out and you're like, man, I could have been putting my effort, time, and energy into this and now I got to start from scratch. Well, God could make something that normally would take 10 years take 2 months. That's how he restores your time to where it doesn't even feel like you wasted any time. So we thank you, Father God, for James. We thank you that he knows that everything's going to be okay. It's all going to work out and that you're restoring his time. And I thank you for the divine health, that he walks in divine health, Father God. And that he walks in divine peace. Give him peace in his mind and divine health, Father God. Divine health in his body. Let that all be done in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. That's my time. It's 8:33. I got everybody with their hand up. So thank you for hanging out with us tonight, calling in. As always, we love you all. We're always praying for you. And I pray that God blesses you, that you have a wonderful rest of your week. Call back in at 8:45, hit 1 to put your hand up in the queue for Randy. He typically on Wednesdays does a message and then unmutes, gets who he's speaking to and prays over you. So call back and be prayed over by the man of God. Anyways, we love you. Till next time. Good night.